Before last month, Mackenzie Ulver had never set foot in Western Alaska, let alone in a village of a couple hundred people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And that's exactly why she went. Ulver took part in a program that sends Alaska students across the state on short-term exchanges to places very different from their hometowns. Juneau's Zontekahini Middle School was matched with the school in Akyuk, part of the village of Kasigluk. It's an all-in-one school, preschool to 12th grade, about 100 students altogether. Ulver says her first impression of Akyuk was about what she expected.
Very small, not many people, very flat. The geography did not include any mountains or trees.
But she was quickly surprised by the warm welcome she and her classmates received, especially from some of the village's youngest residents.
They came right up and were ready for piggyback rides.
Sandra Bouvier agrees. Like Ulver, she's in eighth grade at Zontekahini. She says that even in their short time in the village, they got to feel like a part of things, at a community dance or at someone's sweet 16 birthday party where it felt like everyone was there, eating beaver stew and celebrating together.
You had to kind of shimmy through. It was crazy. It's all just connected. Everybody knows everyone. And, it's not just asking your neighbor for flour or something. You could go to anyone pretty much.
And the students got to see firsthand that community is not just about celebration. It's also about survival. Like many rural Alaskans, most of Akyuk's residents rely on subsistence activities like hunting and fishing to feed their families. That requires a lot of cooperation and sharing of skills and knowledge. As it turns out, the Juneau students were in town for a momentous occasion, spring breakup. That's when the river ice cracks and melts away. The students watched as what had been a frozen solid highway for snow machines and even cars quickly became open water. The significance wasn't lost on Ulver.
Many people in the village described it as the earliest breakup in 95 to 100 years. So it's really scary to see how climate change has really changed life.
Breakup dashed some of the Juneau students' plans. Crossing the river was suddenly a lot more difficult and dangerous. And the students say no one in the village was willing to take that risk with other people's children. Jay Lloyd led the trip to Akyuk. He's a language arts and history teacher at Zontekahini.
And, we asked people about, is it easier when the river's open or when it's frozen? And they're like, frozen? Because we can take our snow machines anywhere then. And you can just shoot across everything. They're like, winter's better.
Instead of snow machining down the river to Bethel for the Chimay Dance Festival, Lloyd and the students got to see the start of spring fishing and birding much earlier than normal. It's a perspective Lloyd appreciates.
I look at, the changes that are going on all over the place, and it's, everybody has to adapt to them, and we'll adapt, but doesn't necessarily mean it's for the better.
He says the value of the program is more than showing students how different life can be in other parts of the state. Actually, he says, it teaches them how much they have in common.
They dress the same, they look the same, they listen to the same stuff. They like to play basketball, they like to play volleyball, they're all on their phones, they're all Snapchatting and whatever else. So 14-year-old's a 14-year-old no matter where you are.
A week after the Juneau students returned home, a few students from Akyuk traveled to the capital city, completing the exchange. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.